This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
Above the moon, beyond the stars, was a miraculous place called Heaven's Light. Clouds of crystal stardust swirled about this place of love and understanding. From Heaven's Light, tiny little beings called Earth Angels flew to Earth on winds of wishes and wants. Here they sprinkled wonderful dreams across night skies for all the sleeping children, and the Earth sparkled in delight. It was on this beautiful planet that the seasons danced upon the land and graced it with awesome beauty. Some seasons were like grasses, soft and gentle. Others were like a rose, beautiful, but sharp with pointed thorns. Most like the rose was winter, which draped the northern lands in icy wonder. Crystalline snow blanketed the frozen ground. All was silent and still. The thorn of the season was the bitter cold that sent all the creatures scurrying for shelter, a warm place to spend icy days and nights. Birds, in their wisdom, flew south where it was warmer. Squirrels, wrapped in their own tails, slept within nooks and crannies of the tall trees that abound in the forest. And bunnies burrowed deep into the ground, insulated from the winter's chill. To be out in this cold was to be pricked by a very sharp thorn. Trapped in this wilderness of ice and snow was a small kitten called Sputters and a little puppy called Ruby. They had been born in the spring and had been adopted by a family that was very, very poor. This poor family had barely enough food for themselves, let alone the two pets. Desperate and unable to find Sputters and Ruby another home, the family took the animals to the mountains. Here they thought the little kitten and the puppy would be able to survive in the wild forest. They felt the little animals would adapt and easily find food and shelter. But since that time, Ruby and Sputters had found little food and no shelter at all. As summer turned to fall, turned to winter, things got worse and worse. Plowed their way through deep, powdered snow, leaving a twisted, snake-like trail that led from one failed hope to another. Not long ago, they had found a wonderful old bone with a bit of nourishing meat still clinging to it. They gnawed upon the bone a bit and had left it as they continued their search for shelter. They were confident that they could retrieve their meal later. When they returned, they discovered an old badger chewing on their bone. "Well, that's our bone," they cried. "Not anymore," snarled the badger. "The law of the forest states that food once abandoned belongs to whomever finds it." With that, he turned and continued his meal. Hungry but wiser, Ruby and Sputters continued their desperate search. As they walked, they both were surprised by the sound of tinkling bells. Sputters looked around, shook his head, and muttered, "It must be icicles clinking in the wind." As they waded through the frozen wilderness, they bravely cheered one another with a simple game they called If It. "If it were spring," mewed Sputters, "I would catch us a mess of mice or maybe a mole and we would have a feast." "Oh, yes," chattered Ruby through teeth that clattered like a stick on a picket fence. "If it were summer, I would find us a farm to live upon with a kindly lady who would give you a bowl of milk and me a grand soup bone to chew on." "Oh, yes," they both chattered, "if it just weren't so cold."
"If it were summer, I'd bring up to me, I'd give it all
if it were up to me, I'd give it all to you. Anything for our friendship, my love so true.
We have suffered together.
Shelter, for the snow was deep and winter was getting colder and colder. On they plowed, looking for an abandoned burrow or a den that would offer some measure of warmth on this clear, bitter cold night. Earlier, they had found a shelter in an overturned box filled with straw. It was perfectly warm, but they had ventured out together in search of food, and when they came back, their shelter was taken by a family of rabbits. Ruby and Sputters told the rabbits that this was their home, but the oldest rabbit snapped, "Well, this is the law of the forest. A shelter abandoned by one becomes the home of another." And with that, the rabbit withdrew to the warmth of the box. Now the moon looked down coldly from the skies and cast icy blue shadows all around as they continued their search for shelter. At times during the journey, Sputter's feet became so packed with ice that he had to stop and lick them clean. "Oh, please," he begged Ruby, "go on without me. Save yourself." His little friend, the puppy, would not leave his side and waited patiently until Sputter's was ready to move on. And oddly at these times, there came the sound of soft, tinkling bells. Once, Ruby didn't look where she was going and fell into a ditch. "Oh, my sweet friend, go on without me. Save yourself," she cried. And the kitten would not abandon his friend and helped him climb from the ditch. And again, there came the sound of soft, tinkling bells. It was nearly midnight on this, the coldest of cold nights, when the two found a sanctuary. Sputters, coated in icy clumps, had sat down to lick the frost from his feet. Ruby walked ahead, nose down, sniffing the snow as she was wont to do, not looking where she was going. Sputters started to loudly warn her that she was about to walk into a snow-covered stump when she did just that. Ruby walked into it and disappeared. And again, there came the sound of soft, tinkling bells. Sputters scurried to the stump, prepared to pull his friend from the icy snow, but to his great surprise, Ruby was gone. Instead, there was an open tunnel that led under the stump. In the distance, he could hear muffled, excited barking, and he quickly slipped inside. There, to his great delight, Sputters found his friend in a cramped but very warm burrow. It was a tiny, tiny place where they would have to really scrunch together, but here it was warm. Here they would be safe from winter's fury. Cheered by their great fortune, they curled up against one another and shared the warmth they had not felt in weeks. Their sides were bony and reminded them of their other pressing need, food. For without food, they would surely die. It was as the moon continued its journey across the cold crystal sky that its shimmering light shone clearly into the burrow. Ruby and Sputters looked around and their eyes opened wide. All around them, tucked into the roots of the stump, were nuts, dried sweet berries, and clumps of sweet, sweet honeycomb. There wasn't much, but there was enough that if the two ate a little at a time, the food would last all through the winter. Tears of happiness streamed down their fuzzy cheeks. They were saved. And again, there came the wonderful sound of soft, tinkling bells. They had each eaten but a tiny dried berry when outside they heard a mournful cry. They unwound themselves from their cramped, warm comfort and peeked from the burrow. There, in the waning light of the dying moon, they saw a pitiful sight. A young female raccoon and her three little bone-thin babies. They were nearly frozen, they were so cold, and they looked as though they had not eaten for weeks and weeks. It was a pitiful sight indeed. The young mother raccoon looked at Ruby and Sputters for the longest of whiles and then said softly, "The den where you now live was our home. The food you now eat was our food. A week ago or so, I took my children for a walk in the fresh snow, but we became lost in a blizzard, and we have just now found our way back. But the law of the forest states that once found by another," said Ruby and Sputters together. I know, interrupted the raccoon sadly. "I had hoped that no one would find our home. We will go. Surely there is another place." And she and her brood turned and began to walk away.
No, bravely said Sputters. "We've been here far too long."
Yes, added Ruby. "We were just leaving as you walked up. We ate little. We weren't very hungry."
With that, the two brave souls stepped back into the icy, icy night as the raccoons gratefully crowded into their tiny den. As she passed them, the mother raccoon gently said, "Thank you for your great sacrifice." And then they all disappeared inside.
"Well, so much for being warm," muttered a chattering Ruby.
"Yeah, so much for sweet fruits and nuts," chattered Sputters.
They returned to the search, but both knew that there was little hope of finding shelter or food. As they walked, there was again an odd, wonderful sound of tinkling bells, and it got louder and louder and louder, and Ruby and Sputters looked about, and suddenly before them appeared two tiny winged angels. "My name is Hannah," said one, "and this is Finnegan. We are Earth Angels. We have watched over you these past several days and rang our bells to give you hope. Your love for one another is special enough, but your sacrifice to save others is more than you would ever need."
"Need for what?" asked the nearly frozen cat and dog.
"Why, to gain your wings and your own angel bells," laughed Finnegan, "for you both now have earned your place as archangels in heaven's light." So it came to be in the wondrous place called Heaven's Light that two new archangels did appear, a winged kitten called Sputters and a winged puppy called Ruby. Together with the Earth Angels, the new archangels happily romped about the universe. Fear not the ways of nature, although they may seem cruel, for there is room in Heaven's Light for puppies and kittens too.